Chapter 8. That Printer of Udell's. Charlie Bowen ran into the printing office one day on his way home to dinner.
"Dick," he said, "it's time you got out of this. I want you to put on your best bib and tucker tonight and go with me to meet some young people."
Dick carefully spread a pile of letterheads on the drying rack. Then, shutting off the power, he stood watching the machine as its movements grew slower and slower. "Young people," he thought. "The Young People Society of the Jerusalem Church. I saw the announcement in today's Independent. Church members. She'll be there. And I'll have the joy of seeing how near I can come to the candle without getting my wings singed." "Well, I suppose a fella can't stay in the dark all the time," he said aloud, as he turned from the now motionless press.
"Of course not," cried Charlie. "You've hidden yourself long enough. It will do you a world of good to get out. And besides, I always do feel like a sneak when I'm having a good time and you're moping up here in this dirty old place."
Dick looked around. "I've moped in worse places," he said. "But I'll go with you tonight and be as giddy as you please. I'll whisper pretty nothings to the female lambkins and exchange commonplace lies with the young gentleman, and then we'll come away again and straightaway forget what manner of things we said and did, and they won't count when we meet on the street before folks."
"That's all right," returned the other. "You just come anyway and see how badly you're mistaken. I'll call for you at 7:30 sharp."
And he left him cleaning up for his midday lunch. When Charlie returned to the office that evening, he found Dick dressed, ready to go, and a strange contrast the latter presented to the poorly clad, half-starved tramp who had walked into Boyd City only a few weeks before. Some thought of this flashed through Dick's mind as he read the admiration in his friend's face, and his own eyes glowed with pleasure. Then a shadow swiftly came, but only for a moment. He was determined to forget, for one evening at least.
"Come on,"
he cried gaily, squaring his shoulders as though looking forward to a battle.
"My soul seemeth anxious for the fray.